The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Friday the 15th of January. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Dublin's Brian Fenton and Kieran Kilkenny and Mayo's Killian O'Connor are the nominees for the PWC GAA GPA Footballer of the Year released this morning. All-Ireland champions Dublin have got 13 of the 45 nominations for Team of the Year, with beaten finalists Mayo receiving 12 nominations. Ulster champions Cavan have got 7 players on the shortlist. Munster winners Tipperary see 4 players up for the awards. Limerick have received their first nomination in 10 years, with Ian Corbett among the list of defenders. Mayo dominate the shortlist for Young Player of the Year, with Oisín Mullen, Tommy Conroy and Owen McLaughlin all up for the gong. Now, tributes have been paid to the former Cork Ladies football manager Eamon Ryan, who sadly passed away yesterday after an illness. Ryan guided the Cork Ladies to 10 All-Ireland senior titles between 2005 and 2015. He also played for and managed the Cork senior footballers. Valerie Mulcahy says Ryan's connection with the squad was deep.
Just the simplicity of things and, you know, the things like after that whistle, when the whistle blows, and just having the sing songs and, you know, just the simple pleasures of life and the camaraderie and the sing-song. Like, we used to always gather together after in Co Park in that warm-up area and have our sing-songs and our photos and our bit of crack before we went into the family reception and up to Quinn's. So what I loved about him is he treated us as athletes and players and not as female athletes. Like, he didn't make that distinction because he felt that it was actually would have reduced our value a bit.
The former All-Ireland winning manager Donal O'Grady will work as a coach and analyst with the Cork senior hurlers under Kieran Kingston this year. O'Grady brought the Rebels to Lee McCarthy Cup success in 2004. Arsenal and Crystal Palace played out a goalless draw in the Premier League at the Emirates Stadium last night. The Gunners remain 11th in the table. Manager Mikel Arteta was asked about the form of striker Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. The captain has only found the net 3 times in the top flight this season after scoring 22 times last season. But Arteta is backing Aubameyang to come good.
For me, there is only one way, which is keep looking after yourself the best possible way, keep the motivation level high, keep the spirit of the team, because that's why you are the captain, high and feel involved and be a presence. And he's working hard, he's always been working hard since I've been here. So things will get better. He scored a few days ago. Today he could have scored and he will score very soon again.
Republic of Ireland international James McLean has been suspended by his club, Stoke City, for breaching COVID-19 regulations. The Derry native trained in a private gym. He will not be considered for tomorrow's championship match against Blackburn Rovers. In rugby, English Premiership boss Darren Childs has revealed the European Champions Cup pool stage will be shelved in favour of a knockout format in April. The tournament is currently suspended due to the COVID-19 crisis. No official announcement has been made yet, but Leinster are set to play Gloucester in the last 16, with Munster to host the Scarlets. In golf, Seamus Power carded a level round of 70 on day one of the PGA Tour's Sony Open in Hawaii. The lead is shared on 8-under par by Joachim Niemann, Peter Malnati and Jason Kokrak. In snooker, the semi-final lineup at the Masters will be completed today. Stephen Maguire faces Yan Bingtao at lunchtime, with Ronnie O'Sullivan and John Higgins to go head-to-head this evening. An A-race card on the all-weather at Dundalk today begins at 3:45. Now, coming up on OTB AM with Adrian Barry and Owen Sheehan from 7:30, we're speaking to Rena Buckley on Eamon Ryan. Phil Thompson will look ahead to Sunday's Premier League showdown between Liverpool and Manchester United, and Alan Quinlan will talk rugby. Then tonight, we're joined by Jason McAteer, Ciara Griffin on the Women's Six Nations, and Dara O'Keefe is a special guest on Friday Night Racing. Remember, you can listen to our watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download it for iOS and Android. That's your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We are back on Monday morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.